朋友，欢迎你来到活在耶稣里福音网站，收听为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是周同培牧师，请你打开圣经来领受教导，愿圣经真理帮助你在主耶稣里结出丰盛生命的好果子。
弟兄姊妹们早。
Peace to brothers and sisters。
早晨我们再看一处圣经，在节目单里面所讲的民数记之前的我们看一看在新约里面路加福音，这回我们看路加福音第十九章。
Let's turn our Bible to the book of Luke chapter 19。
我们从二十九节读到三十一节。
Verse 29 to 31。
是不是我今天特别热，还是这教会里面开了暖气哈？怎么汗流不停啊
？Is it hot? Is just me or what? I feel so warm. 哦，
是暖气 on 的吗？怎么那么热哈？好，我们看一看《路加福音》十九章二十九节起。将近伯法其和伯大尼在一座山名叫橄榄山那里，就打发两个门徒说，你们往对面村子里去，进去的时候必看见一匹驴驹拴在那里，是从来没有人骑过的，可以解开来，解开牵来，若有人问为什么解它，你们就说主要用它。
Luke chapter 19 verse 29 to 31, as he approached Bethphage and Bethany at the hill called the Mount of OlivesHe sent two of his disciples, saying to them, Go to the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, Why are you bringing it? Untying it, tell him the Lord needs it.
所以我们前几次已经说了，今天是我们第四次讲主要用它。
This is the first time we're talking about the Lord going to use us.
所以我就想到在圣经里面神所用的驴子不止这一批啊。
So according to this, I know that the call that the Lord used in the Bible, not just this one.
当然如果我们提起最出名一个驴子，大概就是耶稣所骑的了。
I think the most famous one is the one that Jesus had ridden on it.
如果再问起旧约里面最出名一匹驴子是什么呢？
If you're talking about the most famous donkey in the Old Testament,
大概就是今天我们要所讲的巴兰的驴子。
Probably the one that we're going to talk about this morning, Balaam's donkey.
这是一匹会讲话的驴子。
This is a donkey who speaks.
所以我说神主要用它，神可以用驴子来做许多的事情。
So I was saying that if the Lord needs it, he will even use a donkey to do the thing.
我们从最早就看见创世纪里面亚伯拉罕所有的驴子。
And early we talk about the donkey that Abraham used.
在那篇信息里面我们讲到，如果神要用人的话，头一个在我们中间所应当看见的一个真实的见证是什么呢？
The message that we were talking about, if the Lord needs us, the first testimony that we can see, what is it?
那就是亚伯拉罕所做的，他把他的儿子以撒献为燔祭。
That's what Abraham had done, that he has offered his son Isaac.
我们也很清楚地看见在创世纪第一，在创世纪里面给我们看见第一个驴子的故事，他就见证亚伯拉罕怎样把他的儿子献为燔祭。
And very clearly in Old Testament, Abraham's story, that we see that how Abraham had offered Isaac.
若是我们愿意被主所用，我们有一个条件，就是把自己献给神。
If we're willing, there's one condition that we have to offer up ourselves.
罗马书十二章告诉我们，把身体献上，当作活祭。
Romans chapter 12 says that we have to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice.
叫我们明白神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
So that we can know God's pure and pleasing will.
在旧约第二个例子，我们看见就是约瑟给他父亲雅各的那个十匹公驴、十匹母驴。
And the second one in Old Testament is what Joseph gave to his father Jacob, the donkeys.
这些驴子所带给他的是属灵，是迦南的美，是带给迦南美地的，是从埃及来的美物。
And all this donkey had carried is all the good foods from Egypt.
所以我们就看见在那些在那个驴子身上神所要做的事情是运送粮食。
So we can see that what God used those donkeys just to transport those food.
这个粮食也成为雅各回到进到埃及的时候路上所需用的一切食物。
And have provided everything that Jacob needs as he entered into Egypt.
最近我们基督徒被神所使用。
Today we Christians are be used by the Lord.
不仅主耶稣是生命的粮。
Not only Jesus is the bread of life.
我们要把生命的供应给我们周围所有需要的人。
We also need to provide all the things that the people who need it are surrounding us.
在前几次信息里面，我们曾经也看见，在新约里面，主耶稣对门徒说：“给他们吃吧。”
As we and the past message we are talking about in New Testament, the Lord Jesus says to his disciples to feed them.
上一个月是教会的宣教月。
Last month is our mission month.
我虽然自己不能参加，我的姊妹师母回来告诉我，我们参与在洛杉矶 downtown 所有给他们吃这个运动。
Even though I can't go myself, but my wife had come home and told me about that we have went to downtown, and they have went to downtown and feed the hungers.
事实上，在我离开美国那个主日，我本来也想过要去downtown 参加这个活动。
Actually, on the Sunday that I left the United States, I was thinking about it, going to downtown.
我们原来想好等到参加完这个活动之后，就直接上飞机场了。
I was planning that after Feed the Hunger, then I can just go straight to the airport.
但是神有其他的预备。
But then God has his own will on me.
给他们吃，不仅是给他们物质肉身的需要。
To feed the hunger, not only just give them the material that they need.
神把我们今天放在世界上面，要叫我们知道周围所有人心灵里的饥渴。
God put us on this earth that He want us to understand the people who are around us, their needs and their spiritual needs.
今天我们看见巴兰的故事，更叫我们直接看见神要我们作为他话语的供应。
Today we see the story of Balaam and even more that we clearly see that what God wants to use us.
我想很多人都知道巴兰的故事。
Many of you have familiar with the story of Balaam.
但是为了那些不太清楚不太读旧约的弟兄姊妹们，我再重复一下这里故事。
But for those of you who's not familiar with the Old Testament, I will repeat the story.
巴兰是一个先知。
Balaam is a prophet.
而且圣经里告诉我们说他是一个耶和华的先知。
And the Bible tells us that he's the prophet of the Lord.
那么但是当以色列百姓出埃及进入迦南的时候。
But when the Israelites, they out of Egypt and went into Canaan.
在旷野里面在他们进入迦南以前有几次大的胜仗。
As they were in the desert before they went to the Canaan, they had some couple of wars.
这时候他们安营在靠着对面耶利哥营。
At this time they were settled beside Jericho.
那么摩押人呢，在这里就看见这个希波的儿子巴勒是当时的君王，就看见以色列人的得胜。
And the son of Moab, he was the king at that time, and he had witnessed.That the Israelites' victory.
所以他就找了一些使者到那边去，要找这个先知巴兰来这边说，来这边咒诅以色列百姓。
So he has sent some the people to find Balaam to curse the Israelites.
所以摩押的长老还有米甸的长老手里拿着很多的钱，就到巴兰那里。
So the elders from Moab and from Midian, they had took a lot of money and went to look for Balaam.
但是巴兰去祷告的时候，神没有许他去。
But when Balaam prayed, the Lord didn't send him.
但是这个时候，摩押的使者一直不断的用更多的礼聘更多的金钱来聘请他去为巴勒说这些咒诅的话。
But the messengers from Moab keep giving Balaam money and try to and get him to curse Israelites.
所以这个巴兰呢，心里就动了。
So that really moved Balaam's heart.
虽然他口里说呢，他说巴勒就是将满屋的金银给我，我行大事小事也不得越过耶和华我神的命令。这是第十八节所说的话。
Even though he was saying that, even though they give me a whole house full money, I will never do things that the Lord doesn't want me to do.
但是他说你今天住在这里，我再去问问上帝，再去问问神，看看耶和华有什么指示没有。
But he said, now that you are here, I will ask the Lord one more time to see if the Lord has something to tell me.
你知道神对待人很像父母对待子女一样。
You know that the Lord treating us just like the parents treating their children.
你读圣经必须读出这话里的意思来。
When you read the Bible, you have to read the meaning behind it.
在二十节里面这样说，当夜神临到巴兰那里说，这些人若来召你，你就起来同他们去，你只要遵行我对你所说的话。
Verse 20 says that night God came to Balaam and said, since these men have come to summon you, go with them, but do only what I tell you.
那如果你读圣经仔细，你会读出这里面神不是顶喜悦。
But if you really, really careful, you can see that God's not really happy about this matter.
但是却是勉强之下同意的。
But he just buried to agree with him.
我不晓得多少时候我们的子女也是这样，父母亲给他烦得不能再烦，就说好吧好吧，去去去，就这样去吧。
I don't know how many times it's like our children, they really bother the parents to the point the parents just let them go.
但是如果是聪明的儿女，就会知道在这里父母亲的不悦。
But if you are smart enough, then you know that your parents are not really happy about this.
那这里呢，巴兰却是好不容易等到一句话说，神说可以去，他赶快就去了。
But here, Balaam is like, finally he got the words from the Lord so that he's ready to go.
所以二十一节说，巴兰早晨起来，背上驴和摩押的使臣一同去了，他一定去起得非常早。
Verse 21 says, Balaam got up in the morning, saddled his donkey, and went with the princes of Moab. He must have got up very early.
等他一去之后，神就向他发怒。那这里二十二节就说，神因他去了就发怒，耶和华的使者站在路上抵挡他，他骑着驴，有两个仆人跟随他。我们就一直看下去好不好？驴看见耶和华的使者站在路上，手里有拔出来的刀，就从路上跨进田间。巴兰便打驴，要叫他回转上路。二十二节到二十三节。
And verse 22 to 23, but God was very angry when he went, and the angel of the Lord stood in the road to oppose him. Balaam was riding on his donkey, and his two servants were with him. When the donkey saw the angel of the Lord standing in the road with a drawn sword in his hands, she turned off the road into a field. Balaam beat her to get her back on the road.
这个绿叶真是蛮倒霉的哈。那么二十四节说，耶和华的使者就站在葡萄园的窄路上，这边有墙，那边也有墙。驴看见耶和华的使者，就贴靠墙，将巴兰的脚挤伤了。巴兰又打驴。
Verse 24 says, Then the angel of the Lord stood in a narrow path between two vineyards with walls on both sides. When the donkey saw the angel of the Lord, she pressed close to the wall, crushing Balaam's foot against it. So he beat her again.
那第二次了哈，第三次，第二十六节，耶和华的使者又往前去，站在狭窄之处，左右都没有转折的地方。驴看见耶和华的使者，就卧在巴兰底下。巴兰发怒，用杖打驴。
Verse 26, Then the angel of the Lord moved on ahead and stood in a narrow place where there was no room to turn, either to the right or to the left. When the donkey saw the angel of the Lord, she lay down under Balaam, and he was angry and beat her with his staff.
你在这里看见巴兰所看见的跟驴所看见的完全两回事。
You can see that what here, what Balaam sees and what the donkey sees is totally different.
巴兰所看见的是巴勒有满屋的金银等着他。
What Balaam sees is that Balak has the whole house full of gold and silver waiting for him.
所以他巴不得能够早早赶路上去到巴勒那里看看他满屋的金银有多少。
So he's really hurried to rush into to see those the treasures.
但是这里驴所看见的是耶和华的使者站在路上挡住他，又有手里拔出来的刀。
But what the donkey saw is that the angel of the Lord standing in the road and drawn a sword.
所以他第一次就赶快下到田里面去。
So that he turned away and went into the field.
那昨天我太太昨天我们从顾姊妹的丧礼回来，我太太开车。
Yesterday, as we came home from the memorial service, and my wife was driving.
因为我早就睡着了。
I was already sound asleep.
所以我太太开车，开开开，她说从来没有这样经验，眼睛张得大大的，但是失去控制，路车子就往旁边走。
And she was telling me that she never had this experience before, even though she has her eyes wide open, but her car was like out of control and sideways.
她跟我讲这话的时候，我就说还好你没有开到田里面去，她不懂我讲什么。
I was just a good thing that you didn't, the car didn't, went into the field.
因为我的脑筋在巴兰上面，没有在车子上面。
Because I was thinking about the Balaam story.
所以巴兰的驴就一下子往田里面走过去。
So the donkey just went into the field.
当然这个巴兰很生气就打叫打驴叫驴再从这个葡萄园窄路上再从这个田里面走回去。
Of course, Balaam was angry, so he beat the donkey and tried to put him back in the road.
但是巴兰所看见的不是驴子所看见的。
But what Balaam sees is not what the donkey sees.
驴子看见耶和华的使者在这个窄路里面挡住他。
What the donkey sees is that the angel of the Lord was standing in the road.
他只好靠墙走，把巴兰的脚挤伤了。
So he has to squish into the wall and then crush Balaam's foot.
你知道，大家都知道骑驴子是很麻烦的。
You know that's kind of difficult to ride it on a donkey.
因为驴子有他自己的个性。
Because the donkey has their own characters.
那他要把巴兰的脚挤伤，巴兰当然很生气。
So, and the donkey had crushed Balaam's foot. Of course, Balaam was kind of angry.
第三次，耶和华的使者又挡在路上，而且左右都没有地方可以去。
And the third time, the angel of the Lord was in the road, and then there's no room to turn.
这个驴子没有办法，只好就卧下来，卧在巴兰的身子底下。
And the donkey had no way to go, so he just had to lay down.
这驴子说不走就不走了。
And the donkey refused to go.
那巴兰用杖打他的时候
，As Balaam beat him with the staff.
三十八节一件奇妙的事情发生。
And this is something very interesting happened. Verse 38.
耶和华叫驴开口，对巴兰说：“我向你行了什么？你竟打我这三次呢？”
The Lord has opened the donkey's mouth and then said to to Balaam, "What did I done to you that you have to beat me three times?"
巴兰对驴说：“因为你戏弄我，我恨不能手中有刀把你杀了。”
And Balaam says, "Because you make a fool of me, I feel like to kill you."
驴对巴兰说：“我不是从你从小时直到今日所骑的驴吗？我素常像你这样行过吗？”巴兰说：“没有。”
And the donkey said to the Balaam, "Am I not your own donkey, which you have always ridden to this day? Have I been in the habit of doing this to you?" And Balaam said, "No."
这里我说是一件奇妙的事情。
Here I said is a very interesting things happen.
最奇妙不是巴兰的驴子会说话。
The most interesting thing is not that the donkey can speak.
最奇妙是巴兰这里还跟对打起来。
And what's interesting is that Balaam really have a conversation with the donkey.
如果今天你开的车子会说话。
If today your car will speak to you.
我应该修正一下，今天很多车子会说话的哈。
I have to correct this. Today some cars do speak to you.
这个底特律的车子很厉害，会开口对你说话。
The car
门没关好，他会告诉你 close the door.
The car from Detroit really smart. They can tell you if you didn't close the door, it will say close the door.
但是如果驴子对你说话，你应当发现这些奇怪的事情，是吗？
If the donkey speaks to you, then you would think that this is really weird.
但是我说，巴兰的脑子里满脑是巴勒的金银。
But Balaam, all he's thinking about is those gold and silver.
他听见驴子说话，还没有觉得稀奇。
When he heard the donkey talk to him, he didn't feel kind of strange.
驴子说：“你向我向你行了什么？你要三次打我呢？”
And the donkey said to him, "What did I done to you that you have beat me three times?"
巴兰说：“因为你戏弄我，我恨不得手中有刀把你杀了。”
And Balaam says, "Because you have made a fool out of me, that I want to kill you."
我想这个驴子还蛮顺服的。
I think the donkey really obedient to.
如果驴子会辩嘴的话，他说：“谁看见刀了？我看见刀了。神要杀你，你就不知道。”
If the donkey was said that, he would say, "Who see that knife? That I saw the knife that the angel of the Lord wants to kill you."
这驴子蛮可怜，他对巴兰说：“我不是你从小骑惯的驴吗？”
And the donkey would say to say, "Am I the one that you are reading all this time?"
这时候，耶和华的使者使巴兰的眼目明亮。
Then at this time, the angel of the Lord opened Balaam's eyes.
他就看见耶和华的使者站在路上，手里有拔出来的刀。巴兰便低头伏伏在地。
And he saw the angel of the Lord standing in the road with his sword drawn, so he bowed down and fell face down.
并且耶和华的使者对他解释说：“你为何这三次打你的驴呢？我出来抵挡你，因你所行的在我面前偏僻。”
The angel of the Lord asked him, Why have you beaten your donkey this three times? I have come here to oppose you because your path is reckless, one before me.
驴看见我就三次从我面前偏过去，驴若没有偏过去，我早把你杀了，留他存活。
The donkey saw me and turned away from me the three times. If she had not turned away, I would certainly have killed you by now. But I would have spared her.
巴兰对耶和华的使者说，我有罪了，我不知道你站在路上阻挡我。你若不喜欢我去，我就转回。
Balaam said to the angel of the Lord, I have sinned. I did not realize you were standing in the road to oppose me. Now, if you are displeased, I will go back.
三十五节说，耶和华的使者对巴兰说，你同这些人去吧，你只要说我对你说的话。于是巴兰同着巴勒的使臣去了。
The angel of the Lord said to Balaam, Go with the man, but speak only what I tell you. So Balaam went with the princes of Balak.
在这里我也觉得蛮稀奇的，因为我们没有看见这些巴勒的使臣有没有知道这些事情发生。
This is kind of interesting because we're not sure that if those messengers have seen all this.
因为这里记载巴兰是同着这些使臣一起去的。
Because he had recorded that Balaam went with all these messengers.
他自己骑着驴，还有两个仆人跟着他。
He rode on the donkey, and he also has two servants follow him.
我也不知道这些人有没有听见驴子讲话。
I don't know if all these people have heard the donkey talk.
如果他们听见驴子讲话，应当是一件非常稀奇的事情。
If they have heard the donkey talk, it must be a very interesting thing.
可是这里圣经都没有记载。
But the Bible didn't record this.
这里只记载驴子跟巴兰还有使者三个角色中间所发生的事情。
The Bible only recorded what happened between Balaam, donkey, and the angel.
所以我想这是神一件特别的作为，要在巴兰身上显明一件事情。
So I do believe that this is what God wants to do something on Balaam.
就是做先知的原则。
It's some principle of being a prophet.
当巴兰去到巴勒那里，这个摩亚王巴勒那里，要对着以色列人说预言的时候。
As Balaam went to the princes of Moab and to speak to the Israelites.
民数记接下来三章所记的事情，相当重要的事情。
And what the number had recorded, a very important thing.
但是这里我们没有时间说，所以我简单的说明这里所发生的故事。
But we don't really have time, but I'm just going to simplify this story.
23章、24章、25章，巴兰三次对着以色列人说预言。
And chapter 23, 24, and 25, Balaam three times to give the oracle to the Israelites.
每一次神都感动他，向着以色列人所说的预言，都是祝福了以色列人。
And every time God had touched and moved him, that all the things that he said to the Israelites is blessing.
但是在这些三次预言中间，这个巴勒不满意。
But with all these three oracles, Balaam's not really happy with it.
巴兰虽然说了预言，知道神要祝福以色列人。
Because Balaam knows that God wants to bless the Israelites.
但是在民数记二十五章里面，却给我们看见巴兰所做的一些败坏以色列人的事情。
And chapter 25, we can see that what Balaam has done wicked things to the Israelites.
就是让他跟摩亚女子，让以色列百姓跟摩亚女子行淫乱。
That's that he had let the Moab women to seduce the Israelites.
结果神就不得不叫瘟疫临到以色列人身上。
Then the Lord has to have the disease sent to the Israelites.
所以这是一件非常可怕的事情。
This is a horrible thing.
正面的巴兰不能够咒诅以色列人。
And Balaam cannot really curse the Israelites.
但是而且可以用一些败坏的事情叫以色列人在神的面前受亏损，因此神的祝福不能临到他们身上。
But he has done something bad so that the Israelites cannot receive the blessing from the Lord.
刚才我们说过，先知一个非常重要的功用就是传递神的话语。
We have just talked about that the most important responsibility the prophet has is to be the messenger from God.
先知在神的面前一个最重要的表现就是把神的话语能够忠实的传递给神的百姓听。
The most important responsibility the prophet has is that they are faithfully to pass the words from the Lord to the people.
新约里面这些使徒们讲得更清楚。
In the New Testament, all the disciples say that very clearly.
他说我们不是为利混乱神的道。
It says that we're not doing this to confuse the words of God.
不是为了我们自己的好处来随便 述说神的话语。
It's not because of our own benefit that we say that.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音事工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。